Hey, it's Michael Kerr here. You're listening to Humor at Work. So we're cruising into summer. Can you believe it? Summer holidays, summer vacation, a trip to the cottage, a long weekend. Whatever it may be, I hope you have a chance to take a break this summer. Here are five ideas to help you manage your break with a little less stress. Number one, don't schedule anything at work the day before you leave. And either keep your first day back at work appointment free or tell everyone you are returning to work a day later than you actually are. That way you have a free day on either end to get things done without feeling overwhelmed. Number two, add a vacation alert tagline to your email and voicemail messages so clients and colleagues have advance notice of when you will be gone from the office. Number three, decide and communicate clearly what your rules of engagement are with your office. Are you going totally off the grid or will you be checking emails every 3 days? What about voicemails? Are there certain issues you want to be filled in on and others not so much? Now, you may think the best approach is totally off the grid all the time, but a lot of people say they find it actually less stressful to stay at least somewhat connected as long as there are certain boundaries in place. So there's no right answer. You need to decide what's best for you and make sure you communicate that clearly to the rest of your coworkers. Number four, create a detailed to-do list and a clear plan of attack for the week you return so you reduce the potential for mental clutter to travel with you because, let's face it, you probably have enough baggage already. And number five, don't overschedule your holidays and cram so much in that you need a vacation after your vacation. Block off some total downtime to let your body and brain fully relax. And my fun at work tip. One of my clients has an annual summer tradition of creating a very creative mini golf course throughout one floor of their office building, and every lunch hour, different teams compete throughout the summer for wacky prizes. And the deep thought of the week, when you begin to look like your passport photo, it's time to go home. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, you know, it's a good business practice to always be on the lookout for new opportunities to expand your services or products. A Shanghai-based insurance company has done just that. They're starting to offer insurance for some rather quirky reasons, including a watching football, drinking too much, and doing something stupid insurance plan for enthusiastic World Cup fans. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.